This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. British Labour Party leader Keir Starmer said on Friday voters have spoken and they are ready for a change, as an exit poll points to a landslide win for his party in the British election. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
Voters appeared early on Friday to be punishing the governing Conservatives after 14 years of economic and political upheaval. The poll released moments after voting closed indicated that center-left Labour's leader Keir Starmer will be the country's next prime minister. He will face a jaded electorate impatient for change against a gloomy backdrop of economic anxiety, mounting distrust in institutions, and a fraying social fabric. A historic defeat for the Conservatives would leave the party depleted and in disarray and would likely spark a contest to replace Prime Minister Rishi Sunak as leader. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
AP correspondent Ed Donahue now reports on President Joe Biden's latest pitch to stay on the job.
President Biden is stating his case to stay in the 2024 race. In the week since his shaky debate performance, the president has been talking to fellow Democrats, and now the message is to voters.
Had a bad night. And the fact of the matter is that, I screwed up. I made a mistake.
On the Earl Ingram Show on Civic Media in Wisconsin, the president says 90 minutes from the debate doesn't cover what he has done in office.
We're going to win this election. We're going to just beat Donald Trump like we did in 2020. We're going to beat him again.
The president will need to do more to convince Democrats he is ready for another term.
I am feeling panicked.
Ellis Johnston in Minnesota doesn't think Joe Biden is the best candidate for the Democrats. As far as alternatives,
I don't know who that person is.
A source tells the AP some Biden financial backers are holding off or canceling upcoming fundraisers. Ed Donahue, Washington.